Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are, Chamishi in Parsha's Balak. Vayomer Elav Balak, Lecha na iti el makum acher, asher tirenu misham efes katseyu sire v'chulo lo sirea v'kavno li misham. And Balak said to him, come please with me to another place that you will see from there a little bit of him, and you will not see all of him, and you will curse him for me there. Rashi says, Kavanuli means you will curse him, not please curse him. Ve'kacheus de sofim el rosh ha-pisgah, ve'yven shiva mizbachos v'yal par v'ayol b'mizbeach. And he took him to the field of gazing atop the mountain, and he built there 7 mizbachos and offered there cattle and rams on the Mizbeach. The field of gazing, Stesofim, is a higher place where lookouts would stand to see if there are enemies coming to the city. Rashi says that Bilam was not the same amount of a magician that Balak was, and Balak saw that in the future Bnei Yisrael are going to stumble over here Rosh HaPisgah, and here is where Moshe is going to die. So he figured here would be a good place to try to curse them, because here's a place where the curse would work on them. Vayomer el Balak hisyatsev ko al olasecha vanochi ikarel ko. And he said to Balak, stand here over your korbanos, over your offerings, and I will appear to me. Vayikar Hashem el Bilam vayosem dovra b'fiv v'yomer shuv el balak v'cho sedaber. Hashem occurred to Bilam, and he placed his word in the mouth of Bilam and said to him, return to Balak and tell him the following. Rashi asks, what was it exactly that's missing over here that he placed his word in Bilam's mouth? And he said, go back to Bilam. And Rashi said that Bilam said to Hashem, why should I go back and bother him some more? And Hashem basically forced him to place a bit in his mouth and dragged him back to Bilam and said, Balak, and says, go speak back to him again. V'yisam meshalo v'yomar kum Balak u'shema hazinu adai b'no tzipor. And he raised himself up on his stage and he said, come, Balak, and listen. Listen to what I say, to my testimony, son of Tzipor. Why does it say, rise, Balak? Rashi says this is because when Balak is seeing what happened to Bilam, then he was making fun of him. And then Bilam said, you must rise up. I'm not speaking for myself. I'm on a shlichus. I'm a messenger from Hashem. And you must rise. Lo ish kel v'chazev u'bven adam v'isnachem. Hahu amar lo yaseh v'diber v'lo yikimena. God is not a man who will regret. He is not a person who takes counsel and changes his mind. Will he speak and not do? Will he claim and not establish his word? Rashi says, Hashem is not backing out on his promise that they will come to inherit the land of the seven nations, and you want to try to destroy them in the desert? When it says, Hahu Amar Velo Yaseh, do you really think that he's going to change his mind and give up? It's a phrase in astonishment. Hini Varech Lakachti Uverech Lo Ashivena. Behold, I've been taken to bless, and will I bless and not impart the blessing? Rashi says, you asked me, what did Hashem say? Receive what I said to bless them. Lo hibit avin b'Yakov v'lo ra'a amil b'Yisrael. Hashem elokav imo, usuras melech bo. We will not glimpse a sin in Jacob and will not see treachery in Israel. Hashem, his God, is with him and the call of the king within him. Rashi says, look at the Targum, which says, I will not find the Vodazara in the house of Jacob. But also the Midrash, he says, when they go against Hashem's will, he is not careful to exact immediate punishment, exacting punishment, and to dwell on their shortcomings. Meaning, he won't look at the evil in Israel. Hashem, their God, is with him. Even if they anger him and go against him, he does not leave him amongst them. Rashi explains the word truas melach, it means the love of the king, like a rea, like his friend, his beloved. Kel motziam im Mitzrayim, kisofaos re'im lo. The God who took them from Mitzrayim with his strength and his might. Rashi says this comes as a response to the initial calling that Balak said to Bilam, and Bilam repeated to Hashem, that a nation left Mitzrayim. No, a nation did not leave Mitzrayim. Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim with his strength, with his might. It wasn't just they happened to leave. Kilo nachash b'Yaakov, v'lo kesem b'Yisrael. Ke'ez, ya'amer li'Yaakov li'Yisrael, ma pa'al kel. There is no magic in Jacob and no sorcery in Israel. At the time they will say to Jacob and to Israel, what has God done? Rashi says, because they are deserving of a blessing that there will be no sorcerers or magicians amongst them. And when will come a time like this when you will want to see how beloved in the eyes of everybody that they are, and they sit and they learn Torah from Hashem, and the Malachim will ask them questions. What does Hashem do? Another way to understand it, that it's not a future tense that they will say to Yisrael. Rather, it is what is being said now. You don't need any magic, any divination, because any time that they need to say, what does Hashem do? What are his decrees on high? They don't do magic. Rather, they go to the Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im tell him, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decree? Or the Urim V'Tumim, and that's how they figure it out. They don't need magic, divination, sorcery. Hen am kelavi yakum, ucha'ari yisnasa, lo yishkav ad yochal teref, v'dam chalalim yishteh. They are a nation like a whelp arises, like a lion. He rises himself up. He does not sleep until he has eaten his torn prey and drinking of the spoils of victory. Rashi says they get up in the morning to daven shachris like a lion, pounce upon the mitzvahs of tzitzis and to say shema to put on tefillin. And they don't sleep at night until they destroy all of the mazikin, any damaging negative forces, by saying kriya shema shalmita before going to sleep. Hashem will fight their wars for them. Or otherwise, they will not sleep, meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu will not die until this talk of that the lion doesn't sleep until that he has devoured the prey, that Moshe Rabbeinu will not die until all of the kings of Midian have fallen before him. Vayomer Balak el Bilam, gam kov lo tekovenu, gam barech lo sevarchenu. And Balak said to Bilam, if you can't curse him, don't curse him, but also don't bless him. Vayan Bilam vayomer el Balak halo di barti elecha lemor kol asher yedaber Hashem oso eseh. And Bilam said to Balak, have I not told you this already? Everything that Hashem says, I will do.